We're talking with Assemblymember Pat Fahey, who represents the 109th Assembly District, which includes a good part of the city of Albany and then several of the towns in Albany County, New Scotland, Gilderland, and I believe Bethlehem. Assemblymember, you know, Fahey, you know, maybe just give a quick introduction as to, you know, who you are and, you know, why you're running for re-election.
Well, thank you, and thank you for having me. Again, I'm Pat Fahey. I represent the towns and the city of Albany that you mentioned. I am running for my fifth term. Those are two-year terms, so I'm just finishing 8 years. And running harder than ever because I think the challenges are more overwhelming than ever, especially with the health challenges that we've seen through COVID and then the complete economic upheaval that has resulted in the state and region, let alone in the entire country and world, as a result of COVID. So the economic challenges, which for me mean jobs and especially small businesses, I think make our work all the more important. And and all of that, I think, fuels the growing economic inequality. And as well as with the way education has played out with so many children having to learn virtually, I think we're about to fuel the academic gap too. So there's challenges throughout. And then of course there's climate change, which is overarching all of this. So I'm as motivated as ever. There you go.
So you mentioned at the top the issue of COVID. How do you think New York State has done in dealing with the COVID situation, and what should we be doing, you know, moving forward? You know, I guess both to deal with the health impacts and also the fiscal recession impacts.
Overall, especially early on, I think New York made a number of right moves, and I give the governor a good deal of credit on that, with some what I think were critical missteps, and we've all heard of those, such as with the nursing home, the idea of not wearing masks initially. I thought masks were important from day one. So we made some critical missteps, and I think we're still paying a bit of a price for that. But now, you've probably seen, I've become very, very vocal this summer, especially early this summer, about trying to reopen in a very safe manner, reopen critical parts of the economy. So, and I think we still have to be very mindful of that. When you have 90% of restaurants in New York City not able to make their August or September rent, we have and the ripple effects of what those small and often wholly owned restaurants, the ripple effect of that with jobs as well as into the rest of the economy, we have some very serious and dire economic challenges ahead of us.
One of the economic challenges, of course, has been the big decline in state revenues, and already a number of the schools have cut back on both staff and gone to virtual classes, particularly for the, you know, the older students. How should the state, you know, try to deal with its, you know, revenue shortfall, and how, you know, this idea of, you know, tax the rich, how should that be incorporated into that solution?
I think, first of all, we are in the biggest dire financial straits that I have seen, particularly since I've been in office. So it is serious. There's no doubt we've got to have that federal, those stimulus dollars. And I hope next Tuesday, I do hope we will see a success with Joe Biden being elected. And I hope his first order of business will be an infrastructure plan, will be a which includes a stimulus plan, which includes the climate change. But I am not confident the feds will completely bail us out, if you will, especially with a $14 billion deficit just this year alone. So everything, in my view, everything's got to be put on the table, including the revenue raisers that have been so discussed, especially this year. You know, the pied-à-terre tax, the wealthy, the ultra-millionaire tax, some of the stock transfer tax. We've got to look at each of those. We have to be mindful of them, right? We see that New Jersey is, we're going to learn a few lessons from New Jersey, but they all have to be put on the table. But nothing will escape some belt tightening as well. We are going to struggle. I think, I have a bill to create jobs. I think we have to really target the creative economy as well as environmental, you know, green type jobs and put people back to work. It's not enough to just worry about making sure people are getting their unemployment checks. Young people have been hardest hit by this economic devastation, and they are the people we need to target to give jobs to. So I have a WPA, Works Progress Administration type bill modeled after the 1930s. And aside from, again, revenue raisers, we also need to do things to really get the economy going for individuals.
You know, you mentioned climate change as a critical issue. And obviously last year, the state passed the CLCPA to, you know, set up some new goals, but yet there's also a planning process that takes 4 years, and climate change, you know, appears to be accelerating. What role can the state legislature do in helping to move, you know, the state along on the transition to a clean energy future?
Oh, I think there's still a number of things that we can do. And quite frankly, I'm not sure we can be aggressive enough on all the environment and energy issues. One example is plastics, the plastics pollution. If we were to require that more of our individual use plastic bottles be made from recycled materials, I have a bill that I think it's 50% going up to 75%. Any of that will help stimulate the recycled markets that have been so devastated by the China sword policy, where they quit taking a lot of our recyclable materials. So we've got to look at plastics pollution. Transportation has taken a setback because public transportation has been poo-pooed, if you will, under COVID. So we've seen less people now relying on public transportation. They're particularly seeing that in New York City. And somehow we've got to make sure that people feel safe with public transportation and not go backwards. But I'm also, on the good note, we are seeing people rediscover biking and walking, and we have to take advantage of that. I have a bill that passed a year ago to create a master trails plan for the state. We have to really make sure that we are the safest place to be under COVID, right, is outside. So we need to make sure that we are pushing that in a positive way and not going backwards on transportation emissions. Also, I have a couple of bills on electric vehicles. I'd love to see us incentivize that more. I've got a whole package, and other members have other bills, but I don't think COVID should be an excuse for us to put climate change, meaning energy and environmental issues, on the back burner. COVID should not be an excuse. And I was disappointed when we put off the Bond Act.
So we are talking with a similar member, Pat Fahey. You have about 90 seconds left. Sort of a two-part question. You know, criminal justice reform, Black Lives Matter has been, you know, a big issue, particularly in Albany and some of the suburbs. But also, you know, City of Albany recently requested help dealing with the increased incidence of gun violence in the city. You know, your thoughts on sort of, you know, how do we move forward on these issues?
These are some of the social and racial justice issues also overlap this. One of the things that I mentioned early on is making sure that we can get children and youth back into school as quickly as possible, and of course, as safe a manner as possible. Virtual learning, the studies that we do have, it is nowhere near as effective by and large for most students. I think that's hurt. I also think we need jobs. We've got to emphasize jobs regardless of how tough the economy is. And who have been the first people knocked out of the workforce under COVID this past March were millennials. That's those 35 and under, as well as individuals of color. So whether youth and youth of color were the most impacted, I think we've got to find ways to put them back to work, in especially those in the creative economy and green jobs. You can't transport, you know, you can't send green jobs overseas. So I think that's another part. We also have to address some income inequality. And then with regard to just some of the street violence, I think we need to make sure we are continuing to have the transparency that we passed a number of bills on that in June. to make sure that we are working with our police, that's that we are minimizing any type of police violence and making sure that there is a transparency there. I'm proud that Albany was one of the first places that adopted the cameras. All the police there wear cameras.
We're out of time, unfortunately. This has been Assemblymember Pat Fahey, 109th Assembly District, and this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.